News.
Living below your means. Mm. We are experts at that. In radio, here's Don Grant, CFE, the money tracker.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Your Majesty.
And well, thank you, King. welcome back.
Yeah.
Missed you last week.
Thank you.
So, you know, many Americans who have a great paying job end up living paycheck to paycheck. Well, that may be, you know, they may have some retirement savings, but they have developed a lifestyle that costs more than they make. If your goal is to eventually retire financially independent, spending more than you make is not the way to succeed. You know, sounds easy. Small steps first. Look at your spending. If you're like me, most purchases are not with cash. That means that you should have a very clear record of income and spending from bank and credit card statements. Print out the last 6 months of all active bank and credit accounts. Analyzing your accounts, you'll see spending patterns. It may be shopping online, restaurants, department stores, or recreation and hobbies. Are any of these expenditures emotional and prevalent? And do those purchases happen on weekends or in a particular time of day? If so, how can you divert yourself from spending at those times and those days? Before you buy a want, like shoes, let's say, or clothing that's not a specific purpose, put the product down and walk out of the store. Do something else for about 15 minutes. Are you compelled to go back to that store and make that purchase? Often the want moment has passed and you just saved. Using cash will make you very aware of what you're spending, and it can control your spending. This is particularly effective when out to dinner or for drinks. How many times do you, have you paid with a card and you don't even remember how much you just spent? You'll know if you use cash. Yeah. Loyalty points are money in the bank. Get familiar with the points offered by your credit card company. Know which airlines have the most liberal miles programs. Then use the points as if they are cash. And always pay yourself first. That means automating retirement contributions, funding the emergency and the slush funds before any other spending. And of course, if you have any questions on setting this up, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
You know, my vacation, I had been, we hadn't gone any place for several years, really.
Wow.
Shelly and I. And just to get out and see how many places, they don't even take cash anymore.
Yeah.
You better have something, a credit card of some kind, because they don't take it. Bush Stadium.
Oh, really?
No cash
at all.
Oh, heavens no.
Yeah. Well, they.
I think all major league parks are like
probably
that.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Riverfront's same way, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Okay. Today is National Get Out of the Doghouse Day. I'm sure Don can use that pass today. Occasionally, we all need a free pass. Get Out of the Doghouse offers the fast track home we all need every once in a while. Okay.
Get out of the dog. Does that mean you had to get in trouble to get in the doghouse?
Yeah, you got to do something.
Okay.
So this is your chance, Don, to tell me how much you care about me and that I'm back here on the radio.
I care so much about you. I am so glad that you are back here. So thank you for coming back and not staying in St. Louis for the rest of your retirement and life and everything.
Your sincerity is appreciated,
yeah,
as always.
You could just cut through it with a knife.
Well, I'd like to say it's good to be back, but I don't know for sure yet. I've screwed up
It's Monday. It's a long week to go.
You're right, Ted. I've screwed up a couple of things already, but we'll see how it works.
Well, are you like me where you're Monday and you come in and you're just, looking forward to the week to some degree, and then all of a sudden it's Thursday?
No.
I mean, has that happened to you too?
Oh, yeah.
It just seems like things are just flying by.
Today's Monday and tomorrow's Tuesday, and we look forward to talking to you then.
I look forward to being here.
Enjoy every single moment of your life.
You
won't get another.
That is good advice.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're back,
you,
Steve.
Plowing right ahead. Thanks, guys. Coming up, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. We'll have the latest on the investigation underway after that assassination attempt. Hey, the Republican National Convention begins today in Milwaukee. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.